I'll call to order the joint meeting of LNC and ATW. Pat, I want to ask Representative Beaver if he would give us the invocation, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you for the beautiful day of goodness, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you for this anonymous time together, Lord, and do the tribe's business, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you just be with us in all this, the decisions we make, Lord. Lord, just have a handprint on everything that's going to go on in between now and then, Lord. Lord, I just want to say thank you again, and I just love you so much, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call, please.
Dottie Barnett.
Present.
Joyce Deer.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott. Del Beaver.
Here.
Mitch Jack. Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Thomas Yehola.
Here.
I'm sure you got 8 present and 2 absent.
Representative Scott calling this to be excused.
Yeah, but April 6th.
Okay. Thank you.
8 present to absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. April didn't get the minutes printed out today, so we have no minutes for today. Down to order of business, PR 17-053, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing renovation of the Twin Hills Indian Community Travel Plaza. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Beaver. Discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Twin Hills Community has taken out a loan from the nation and has built a travel plaza at their location at their community center. And what they're going to do is to renovate it, enlarge it. They have formed an LLC to operate this travel plaza. And so at this time, Mr. Topol, you want to tell them what's going on?
Sure. Twin Hills Indian Community is one of our few charter communities here at the nation that has a LLC. Their LLC is through the state, I believe. Yeah, that's correct. And that is because at the time they were the first community to do the Travel Plaza, and there was issues with permitting and selling of the alcohol and tobacco. But they did get LLC'd through the state of Oklahoma. However, they do only do business on our tribal restricted trust land, so taxes only go back to the tax commissioner here at the tribe. So we are not paying taxes to the state. The only taxes being paid to the state is for employment, you know, carrying your employees. At this time, it's my understanding in the past there was a previous appropriation type loan given to Twin Hills Indian Community to build the initial structure, and they're making those payments. I think the community has been making those payments, and I think it's based on a percentage of sales they do at the plaza. At this time, they have done very well. They've kind of outgrown their facility. They're wanting to add space to their kitchen area and kind of add more seating. I think a lot of the ranchers and farmers out there come in during breakfast, and I know, like, my dad and father-in-law, it's the meeting of the men in the morning, and they like to sit there and drink their coffee and have a good morning talk before they get on their way. So I think they're trying to accommodate their the citizens and the whole community as a whole, including the non-natives out there, and expanding their kitchen area. At this time, they were wanting to utilize some of their funds to finance some of part of the expansion, but it was not enough to cover all the expenses. They did try to go to the Citizen Potawatomi, and then they also looked into Morris Bank, where they kind of do their banking anyways, and I think they were given a very, if not better, terms at the City of Morris, so they decided to go with the City of Morris. I have reviewed the terms of the contract just as a courtesy for the LLC, for the community. It seems to be fine. I've told them just to make sure anything where their name is on that agreement to make sure they include the LLC. I want to make it clear that it's not the community, because again, if something happens with the community, they can always try to reach back here at the Nation, and that would have to have the chief's approval to sign and all of that. With the LLC being the one taking the loan out, the LLC can sign for it. That's not really something that the chief has to sign in this instance, because it's the LLC, a separate entity that's taking out the actual loan, okay? But they still have to have your permission to build and construct on the property. So that's why they're here, to make sure that you're okay with them seeking funding to build and construct on tribal property. They have been working with the same architect, I believe, and builder that built the original structure, so it's going to look very seamless. Legislation does provide that tribal construction will still be the one to oversee and check off on things, so it's not just going to be a builder out there on their own. Twin Hills Indian Community Board has been very diligent in making sure they're crossing all their T's and dotting all their I's and meeting with the Attorney General's Office, Community Research and Development, and Tribal Construction. So there's kind of a game plan in place. They're ready to go. We did meet last Thursday, right before the Easter holiday, and I think everything is pretty much in line and ready to go. They've already been approved on their loan. The last step is they're just waiting to get it finalized through the council for them to get the okay to renovate on tribal property to expand out there. So that's kind of where we're at. If you have more further questions, I believe we have a representative from the community itself and the LLC that can answer that, and then we also have someone from CR&D to answer any other questions you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions, comments? I feel that ever since Twin Hills has built their convenience store, it has been a blessing. And I always say, you know, they don't have that many members, but they've done a great job. And I thank Representative Jennings for being the sponsor of the legislation when it first started. And I, like I said, I stop there, Joy stops there almost every meeting time. And I think it will really help with the restaurant. So you're not going to close it while it's being constructed, I hope. Well, I've got anybody else? If not, roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joy Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Del Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Tom Shahola?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 7 in favor, 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you all for coming. Any other business? Any announcements? Chief, you have any announcements? BF&J meets Thursday night.
I have one announcement. The spring robotics showcase for the Junior Bot Ball Challenge is Saturday at the Tulsa Fairgrounds in the what is that building called?
The River Dicks. River Spirit Expo.
Well, it's the round building where they used to have the ice capades at the fair.
Oh.
I forgot what that building is called. Is it the pavilion? Okay. It just left my brain. I was like, what is that building called? But it's in that building at the fairground Saturday. I think they start at 8:30. And Carol was actually looking, the lady who runs the program was actually looking for volunteers to work booths. If anybody's interested, if you don't have her information, I can give it to you, or you can let Greg know. Mr. Anderson and Secretary Anderson can pass that on to her, but she was still looking for volunteers. It takes a lot of volunteers. It's really cool. The kids have a lot of fun, and you guys can see up close and personal what the kids do. I think Chief and Second Chief came out for the fall event last fall, and you got to see what the kids did.
I was going to say, I'm going to be in fall Saturday, but we're just talking about that.
Yeah.
Heritage Days.
Sure. Thank you.
Announcements. Motion for adjournment.
Second.
Motion by Representative Proctor for adjournment. Second by Representative Jennings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We're adjourned. I ask our representative Proctor if he will give us a benediction, please.